It was a beautiful spring morning in Cincinnati. Since I wasn't scheduled to speak until the afternoon, I left my hotel and found a nearby coffee shop. After paying for a cup of coffee, hey, they provided free refills, I strolled outside to sit at a sidewalk table and read my newspaper. For the next 20 minutes, I enjoyed the reading and the coffee. A cab stand was nearby, and I noticed an older woman at the wheel of the second cab in line. She got out to stretch and looked at the coffee shop behind me. I didn't need to be clairvoyant to realize she was thinking about going inside. I got up and walked over to her. "Care for a cup of coffee?" I asked. "That'd be great," she replied. "How do you take it?" She said she took it black. She was my kind of coffee drinker. I went into the coffee shop, got my free refill, and paid a little over the dollar for the cabbie's coffee. When I returned to the cabbie, she was digging in her pockets for change. "Don't worry about it," I said. "The coffee's on me." As I picked up my paper and started back to the hotel, the last thing I saw was the woman standing speechless, a look of amazement on her face. That buck and change was the best money I spent that day. I was a Fred, which gave me a whole lot of satisfaction. And maybe I passed on a little inspiration, too. Did you wake up this morning intending to change the world? To admit that you begin the day planning to change the world certainly sounds grandiose, maybe even delusional. Yet I believe that you do change the world every day, whether you intend to or not. Often it only takes a small act to make a big difference. You change the world for your spouse or kids depending on how you interact with them before you leave the house. A little extra time and attention, or a tender moment of affection, changes their world that day. And it reminds you of what is important when the mad dash to the office irks you and makes you feel that the day is off to a rough start. You change the world of another driver when you allow her to change lanes abruptly without blaring your horn, recognizing that she too is human and fallible. Of course, you alter her world in a different way if you blast your horn, yell, and gesture obscenely. You also change the world of a coworker, a customer, a vendor, or a cafeteria worker with your smile or your frown. No, these aren't dramatic changes. They won't alter the course of world affairs or bring about a cure for AIDS. But who's to say that these little changes don't have a cumulative, profound effect in the lives of others and ultimately in your own life? Everybody makes a difference every day. You can read books on how to make a difference. You have probably heard teachers, pastors, and speakers exhorting their listeners to make a difference. The fact is that everybody is already making a difference every day. The question is, what kind of difference is each of us making? To make a difference means affecting another person, group, or situation. It is nearly impossible to remain neutral as you journey through each day. Paying attention to others, giving them the respect they deserve, and politely serving them makes a positive difference. In contrast, neglecting, criticizing, and belittling others, whether intentionally or not, produces a negative difference. The key is to pay attention to the kinds of differences you are making. As my friend and motorcycle riding buddy Jim Cathcart says, to know more, notice more. You shouldn't be asking, "Did I make a difference today?" Of course you did. You undoubtedly affected somebody, maybe slightly, maybe significantly. The most important question to ask yourself is, what kind of difference did I make? Even better than random acts of kindness. Maybe you've seen the bumper sticker, "Practice random acts of kindness." That's good advice, but I have something to add. Why not practice acts of the extraordinary regularly? Even the least Fred-like person can occasionally, even accidentally, do something outstanding. When it happens, we should recognize and celebrate it by positively reinforcing the behavior. The purpose of this audiobook is to help you think, act, and become Fred-like. To bring the same spirit of magnanimity into your work, relationships, and life as Fred did into his. Not periodically, but persistently. You can learn to look at the world through Fred-colored glasses. The things you do, both small and large, cumulatively create a lifestyle that becomes apparent to anybody paying attention. That's the kind of example that most influences others.